Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on May 25th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a really beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. While the weather was weird yesterday, it got cold around, like, 3 o'clock.
Oh, tell me about it, because I went to the Redondo Beach chamber mixer last night, and I rode my bike down. And I rode down about 5:15 and didn't – you know, I normally only stay at those things about an hour, but I was having a really good time. A lot of great people there having a great time. And so I actually stayed until about 7:30. So I was riding my bike home at 8 o'clock, and it was freezing out.
Yeah, it's strange, but maybe that's just setting us up, I guess, for a great weekend.
Maybe. Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Memorial Day weekend, Joe. You know what that means for me? Come on,
what?
I know you know. I get excited every Memorial Day weekend.
I'm thinking mimosas at Terranea. I don't know.
No. Although I can do that too. But no. Memorial Day weekend. Actually, I'm gonna start it tonight. I switch out my clothes. I put all my winter stuff away.
Oh no!
And I bring out all my summer whites. I am so excited.
Summer white.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, you know, I know. I tell you this every year. Because, you know, during the winter, I just, you know, it's simple. I keep it simple with jeans and a lot of sweaters, a lot of black, you know, and then the summer rolls around and I've got the bright colors and the linens and the whites and, I'm so excited. I love doing that every year.
It's a big weekend for us.
It's the simple things, Joe. It's the simple things in life that make me happy.
The simple things in life, and I'm so thrilled. I mean, our family, we have to really plan to enjoy the weekend, and we're planning to enjoy this weekend, especially Sunday. We're going to be at the Fiesta de las Artes, at least that's what it used to be called, in Hermosa.
The Fiesta Hermosa.
What?
Fiesta Hermosa.
Yeah, it's called Fiesta Hermosa, but we always call it Fiesta de las Artes. It used to be that, and it was and is still the biggest three-day party in the South Bay.
It is. And that's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And, of course, I'll be there at some point, maybe a couple of points. So I hope the weather, you know, cleans up a little bit. It's a little gray out there.
Yeah, agreed. But well, I'm excited about many things. And, Jackie, I'm also excited about business. And, Jackie, I have to tell you, for for all the listeners out there, this is May 25th, 2017, and Bitcoin is going insane around the world. It's already, I think, at the 2600 level on most global exchanges, but it's trading an insane amount, like $3,800 per Bitcoin in Korea. It's really going crazy.
Joe, I don't, you know something, I've heard of Bitcoin. I know it's a form of currency, but I don't know how
right.
it works. And why is it going crazy in Korea?
You know, there's a lot of technical reasons. One is that they are inter-trading, that is within their own country. So it's kind of like a mini bubble. It's not a global bubble. There are exchanges that are trading in and of themselves. But the other reason is clearly a lot of South Koreans are very, you know, sort of skittish about what's going on in North Korea. North Korea is being, you know, incredibly belligerent nowadays, and it's unusual. And they're testing Donald Trump, and a lot of South Koreans are very scared. So it's almost like a flight to gold, but it's different. It's a flight to hedges against inflation, and Bitcoin is one of those.
All right. Well, one of these days we'll have to have somebody that can give us all the details on Bitcoin on the show so they can explain it to us.
I agree. Now, one of the things that we are going to talk about today is a form of business that, you know, I never really took seriously, but Jackie, we can't diss the business of entertainment any longer because it's really become huge, huge, huge business. And I'm thinking of the companies that do the training and are kind of the promoters of this industry. This is big business now.
Yeah, I've never dismissed this because you know how important music is to me. You know, I'm a huge music fan. And to me, any event, you know, when I have a small intimate dinner party, I'll spend a week putting a playlist together. I'm crazy about it. It's very important to me. I believe that music sets the mood. You know, a few years ago, my big birthday party, you know, that playlist, you know, I worked on a playlist for weeks because I wanted people to dance. You know, and I pulled out all of my favorite songs to dance to over the decades,
right.
and it
right.
worked because people danced all night. So to me, it's very, very important. It's a big part of my life.
And I guess it's more powerful than a band, and it's less expensive, right?
Well, you know, bands have their place. Personally, I'd much rather have a DJ personally. That's just my, you know, because I like a song in its original form. You know, a lot of times I'm not crazy when bands do covers of songs. I'm not crazy necessarily about their version of it. Or, you know, a lot of times when you have just a band, it's not an orchestra, they may not be able to add what is a horn section in the original song and stuff like
right.
that. So
right.
I am a big fan of the original versions of music, and so I prefer DJs. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, Jackie, you know what we should do is we should invite an expert in the field of DJing and someone who has a lot of experience. Maybe they could bring some mixes to demonstrate what they do. Do we have anyone like that, Jackie?
Oh, Joe, of course I have somebody lined up like that. You know I do.
Well, who's our guest today, Jackie?
Our guest this morning is Amani Roberts. He's the chief musical curator at the Amani Experience. Now, Amani Roberts, a.k.a. DJ Amro, is a Washington, D.C. born and bred DJ who has been a resident of California since 2007, a student of music since learning the saxophone at a very young age, and a DJ since 2008. Amani's musical knowledge spans numerous decades and crosses multiple genres. He graduated from the internationally renowned Scratch Academy DJ School. This intense year-long program, which is the equivalent of a DJ college, has elevated DJ Amro's already impressive skill set. Now, DJ Amro has worked in the hospitality industry for over 20 years and has provided music or MC services at events all over the world. The ability to listen to and collaborate with each client continues to set the Amani experience apart from other DJ services. Now, he currently has residencies on various nights throughout Los Angeles. He also teaches up-and-coming DJs and creates remixes and original music for a variety of artists. Little Big Town, Jodeci, Kevin Garrett, Julia Michaels, Changing Faces, and Larry Graham are just a few of the artists DJ Amro has successfully remixed. So this morning, we're going to learn a little bit about what it takes to be a successful DJ and the services the Amani Experience provides. So welcome to the program, DJ Amro. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
So, DJ Amro, I just want to step back a moment. And do you prefer DJ Amro or Amani?
For this interview, you could just say Amani. It's good. I'm glad you said my DJ name, but we can say Amani.
Okay.
All right.
Amani, when we step back a moment and we look at the Scratch Music Group, the company that provides the Scratch DJ Academy, they are a huge company. I mean, founded in 2002, the company has executed nearly 100,000 events and entertained over 15 million people live in over 25 countries worldwide. It's almost like the story of a huge band, but it would take a decade or more to get these kinds of numbers, maybe two decades. And they've done it since 2002. Obviously, the hunger for live music and what DJs can provide is big business today. Can you talk about that?
Definitely. So Scratch Academy, it was started by Jam Master Jay from the famous rap group Run DMC. And he started in New York City. And then unfortunately, he passed away maybe 6 or 7 months after he started the school. But then they kept it going and they brought it out to Los Angeles. And I was fortunate enough to kind of be introduced to Scratch Academy a few years ago. And, you know, what their focus is, which I try to maintain and pass on, is really to teach about the culture and the craft of DJing. And really teach you kind of the right way to DJ and the right way to build your business. And it was an incredible program to go through. I went through the program twice, both for their DJ school and then their music production school. And the school really set, you know, my business up for success and continued to kind of hone my skills. So it was an amazing experience. It was one of those experiences in my DJ career of a little over 9 years that was kind of a turning point. And so I really enjoyed it and learned a lot. And, you know, as you said before, like, live music is very important. DJs are very important to that aspect, whether or not we're collaborating with bands, because I remember you were talking about bands, and I actually DJ with bands as well, which is a lot of fun. And so either we're with bands or we're by ourselves. I just think that my goal is to continue to share the kind of the story of DJing and the passion, the craft behind it. And just let people know that it's very valuable to have a DJ. And, you know, it's just a necessity for almost every live event.
Right. Now, when you talk about DJing with a band, then all of a sudden my mind expanded and it's clear that you can have a band with live music and you can have a DJ and they can mix and the band can go take a break for a bit and all of those things. And it's really interesting when you DJ with a band, can you play background tracks and then they play on top of it or any combination?
Yeah, what you could do is a variety of things. You're actually absolutely right. Like we can play a background track, like I could play an instrumental, or what's really fun is sometimes I'll play the actual song and people are dancing to, and then the band will kind of ad-lib on top of that. Either the drummer will come in and add some drum licks, or the bass guitar guy will kind of come in and add his little tweaks and things to it. So it's a lot of fun. And then, you know, the crowd really likes it. And what you're starting to see more and more of is that, you know, sometimes the DJ will play a track and you'll have just players come in, like the saxophone or trumpet, and they know, with their ears being so masterfully trained, they know what key the song's in, so they can just ad-lib on top of it. and it creates just a really unique experience, but it's cool and it's great. And so that's just one of the ways we collaborate. And then I work with bands frequently, and they'll play their sets for, like, you know, social events, and then I'll come on in the middle. And my goal and my responsibility is to keep the crowd warm and dancing so that when the band comes back on, they're ready for more. And so it's a collaborative process, and it's fun too.
Collaborative process for the benefit of the audience, obviously the benefit of the people that are putting on the event. And it's just amazing to see at scratch.com, the breadth of services that the Scratch Group provides. They do Scratch weddings, they do corporate and private events. And obviously, if you're a DJ and you have your equipment, you can go to school and you can earn money while you're going to school.
Exactly. Yes. Like you can go to school, you can DJ, and then you can earn money while you're learning, earn while you learn. And then as your skills continue to improve and get better, then you can start to earn even more revenue and keep learning. And that's kind of the goal, is to continue to learn and improve, but still earn money and create a living while you're doing that. That's the goal, and that's what makes it exciting.
Joe, I have a question.
Yeah.
I find the business part of this really interesting, because when I was growing up, DJs were, you know, you had the neighborhood guy that was the DJ, you know, one off, you know, just one person that was, if you needed a DJ, it was that guy. These days, mm-hmm. there are companies, there are groups. I know of one, I think, based out of Manhattan Beach, and they have a whole stable of DJs. All right, and
Vox.
And so Amani, so when you go to Scratch Academy, all right, and you said you went through it twice, once for the music part, one for the business end. Now, does Scratch offer, like, do they also act as an agency for their students, or do they have a separate arm of the company that's an agency? So when you graduate, you can sign up with them and say, hey, represent me, and they set up gigs for you?
Yeah, so that's similar to how it works. Is like they have this part of it as well, and then they have Scratch Events, which does, you know, events, as you said, all over the world. And so when you're a student, you go there and you learn the trade, and then you graduate. And then some, you know, Scratch is, they're pretty selective, and so they'll select you maybe if they want you to work with them. And so, you know, there's a lot of demand for people to work with them. So in my example, you know, I chose to kind of continue my own company and go that way. But that's definitely an option for students. Like, they can go there and they can apply or work as an internship with Scratch. But for me, I already had my business before I went there, so I just continued to kind of grow my business and go from there.
Okay, that's what I was gonna ask, because you, the Amani experience, has that you have your own stable of DJs. So
correct.
So you also act as not agent isn't the right word, but you if somebody can come to you and say they want something specific, and then you have a DJ to fit their want, their need.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens.
All right. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, Jackie, I think you had it right. I think agency is the right word. Like, you know, we just talked with an advertising agency, and they are, you know, virtual. They have many people that they work with from all over the country. They bring them in for projects, and then they disband, and then they come together again for different projects, different groups of people. So it's like putting a production company together to produce, create a movie or something like that. Only in the case of a DJ agency, they put basically one guy, one gal, one team together for that one night, and then it's done. Well, this is fascinating, Amani, because the bottom line is, you know, people are looking for different ways to live, different businesses people are looking to get into. Jackie and I often talk over the years. We've talked to many people who have lived in the South Bay and yet work downtown or God forbid, in Pasadena or someplace like that, and they have been looking for opportunities to – well, you're laughing. I used to work in Pasadena.
I don't know how
and
you
it was
survived
horrible.
That. I don't know how you survived that.
It was horrible. The 110 until it ends.
Yeah.
North, going north. And it's
very
just,
true.
It's just horrible. And so the bottom line is people are looking for different ways of living and generating income. And being a DJ sounds so glamorous. It's not all glamour, is it?
It's definitely not all glamour. No, you have to work really hard. Now, people always see you up on, like, the stage or, like, the center of attention at an event, but, you know, they don't see you when you're at home practicing your skills, making sure you know how to mix properly. They don't see you when you're, you know, taking 2 or 3 hours to research music and skip the music and make sure the music is properly lined up. It's a lot of work. But then, you know, when they see you for the 3 or 4 hours, you know, it's fun, and we have fun, but it takes a lot of work to get there, to even secure a gig or a program, and then, you know, work with the client and then get the music and then get there set up and everything. So it looks glamorous, but it's a lot of hard work too, but it's worth it because, you know, we love it.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you love music and you're surrounded by music all day, you know, what is the old saying, Joe? Do what you love what you do. Or if you love what you do, you never go to work, or there's some great thing. I just can't remember it. But I want to get into some of the technical stuff. So
sure.
These days, I remember back in the day, the DJ would be set up in his booth or on stage, and there'd be a couple of turntables, and there were records. There were LPs, and that's how you got the whole scratch effect. Do they still use – are records still used to get the scratch effect, or are you – how does it work now?
So that's a great question. So what happens now is there's really kind of 3 or 4 different ways we can provide music for like a party or whatever. We can do, like our company specifically, which is very rare in the industry, we can do an all vinyl set, which means we have a large collection of records, and I would work with the client and bring in records, and I have turntables and a mixer, and you would see me changing from record to record to record as we go from song to song to song. Now, that's very rare nowadays because people pretty much use the computer, but we can do that. That's one of the kind of unique factors of our company. So that is still possible. People can do that. What's the most popular way is that you have the computer, and we use a program called Serato, and what you have is you have 2 control records. And what the control records will allow you to do is it uses the mixer and the computer as an intermediary. And you have like the MP3 files on your computer. You'll drag them over to either the right turntable or the left turntable. And then those are actual, the records, the control records serve as like actual vinyl. So you can scratch, you can backspin, you can do all sorts of tricks, but then you can also from one record into the next record. And so you're making a mix and you're kind of you're performing. There's 2 vinyls there, but you never change them. You just change the MP3s on the computer, and then you kind of have your mix and your program from there. The third way is you'll see many, many DJs now have something we call like controllers. And it's like an all-in-one kind of package where they have the mixer, and then they'll have something that kind of looks like the top of a CD. And it, like CDJs are a popular equipment to use when DJing, but the controller has it all-in-one. So you could have these small, compact controllers that serve as mixers and CDJs where, once again, you use that in conjunction with your computer. You bring the songs in. You mix from one side to the next. You can scratch as well on these controllers. And you can do that. So those are probably the 3 most popular ways you'll see people DJing now. And there are also some apps that you can use, or some people will use apps as well on like their iPad or thing. But those are kind of 3 main avenues of DJing that I see and I use myself.
Wow.
Now I have to say.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No,
Joe, go
Jackie,
ahead.
I want to follow along with that. Serato is Serato.com, Serato.com, and it's amazing.
Yes, it's a very powerful program. It can do many, many things, and it helps, you know, all of us DJs use our computers to take the MP3 files from the computer to whatever equipment we're using, whether it be turntables, a controller, or CDJs.
Okay, so, all right, so this is what I'm envisioning. Okay, so somebody hires you to do the music for their wedding or party or whatever, and you get to know them, you sit down, you maybe ask them what kind of music do you want, what songs do you like, along those lines. I'm guessing that you probably make up a list of songs. And then at some point before you do the event, you're probably trying to figure out how to mix certain songs together, right? This is what I'm saying. Do you have a list someplace? Do you have a list of the songs? And then it just seems so difficult to me. Like, if you have a list of songs, and whether you're doing it on a turntable or a computer program, you're constantly having to switch stuff out, right?
Yes. You have to definitely multitask. What we do in Serato is we create things called crates. And so crates would be like, say we're going to have, you know, Jackie's birthday party, and that's the event we're going to do. And so you'll talk to me, and you'll share with me all your favorite songs from throughout the decades, and we'll have them in a crate. And then once we get to the actual show or the party, we've already gone through every single song, and we call them cue points, but we put different cue points where the best places to mix in and out of the song for. So, for example, most songs have an intro, they'll have a verse, a chorus, maybe a bridge, you know, another verse, and then an outro. And so generally speaking, we don't want to mix vocals over vocals, which means you don't want to mix into a song that's playing, like where someone's singing over top of each other. You don't want to do that. So like we'll take the intro of, so say if a song's playing, so say you pick a song, the song's playing, and then it gets to the chorus. So then that song's playing, we'll bring in the next song for the intro portion of it, which means that you'll hear the kind of the drums and whatever else is coming in. You won't hear any singing. So that once the chorus is done on the song that's playing, you'll switch over to the other song where the intro is playing, and it creates really a really nice blend. And that's one way to bring a song in. Then,
okay,
say you have a song that's playing, and the next song starts right away. Like, you know, it's maybe like a Bruno Mars song, and it starts right away, starts singing right away. So what you want to do is you have to count. Counting is so important with DJing. You have to count so you can bring it on the right kind of beat. So usually songs are in the 4/4 time signature. And so say if Bruno Mars is, say he's going to start singing on the one. So, you know, songs go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And so say that your song is playing, the chorus is happening, and you wait until the chorus is about to get there, 1, 2, 3, 4. The first, you call it dropping on the one, and then you scratch and you might switch over to the next song. And that's that kind of another common way of DJing or like mixing in songs. And then the third way is like, say your song is playing and it gets to the bridge. And so what you'll do is you'll bring in the next song, because in a bridge usually has no singing. It's just musical instruments. So you can get to the next song where maybe there's some singing going on, but you're not putting vocals over vocals. So then it kind of automatically blends in. And this is all after, when one song is playing, you have to cue up the next song to kind of make sure that the beats line up. So that makes sure that you're mixing. If one song is like 115 beats per minute, you want to make sure that the next thing you're bringing in kind of matches up so that it sounds smooth when you mix in. It doesn't sound like a train, like a clunking train or whatever. And so that's just that's just what we have to do consistently throughout the entire program. Plus, then you have to read the crowd. If you put in a song and the crowd is not feeling it, you have to switch quickly. And so it's just it is difficult, and it takes a lot of practice and experience.
Oh, my God, I'm exhausted just listening to that description. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, Joe, let's – I know we have a lot more questions, so, Joe, let's take a really quick station break. And when we come back, I have a very important question to ask Amani.
All right. Very important question coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking – the Amani Experience. We're talking with DJ Amro, Amani Roberts, and we're also talking about the industry of DJing, live music, the modern conductor of events is the DJ, and they might have a live band accompanying them, or they're accompanying a live band. There's many different ways that this can happen. It's a fascinating world, and we have an expert with us. If you're interested in asking a question or if you have a comment, please give us a call. If you're listening live, 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And now we're back. Jackie, you have an important question?
I do. Okay, so several years ago, I'm thinking maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago, it was new for me. All right. You know, maybe you were aware of it sooner, but it was new for me, this fabulous thing called the mashup. All right. Now, Joe, from what I understand, but this is what I want to ask Amani is, so what happens is they take existing songs, you know, famous songs, you know, whether it's Led Zeppelin or Bruno Mars or whoever it is, and they put two songs together and it sounds absolutely, well, the ones that I download sound amazing. I'm sure there are a lot of bad mashups out there. But tell us about mashups, Amani. Tell us how they work. I have a whole playlist of mashups that I absolutely love. And Joe, it's amazing just the different musical genres that are mixed in these mashups. Tell us about mashups, please.
Right. So mashups are definitely, you know, very fun to play and very interesting to work with. What it is basically is you take one song and you put that one song over the instrument of another popular song. So a good example would be, say you have, I love to use Bruno Mars as an example because he's very popular. Like you have Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, and you could put that song, the audio of that song, over the same beat as like Billie Jean from Michael Jackson. Or another fun matchup you could do is like you could have like maybe Justin Bieber, Sorry or something, and put that over the beat of like Sweet Home Alabama. So you're crossing over a couple genres and you're crossing over, you know, you're just getting two popular songs. So people have, instead of having one memory from hearing a song, they'll be like, oh, I remember when I heard this song and the beat. It just kind of, it really works well. So that's generally speaking what a mashup is. And, you know, you can create them and they're fun to create and there's definitely a place for them in the, you know, in the sets and everything. And so that's pretty much what a mashup is.
Okay, so now tell us, what is the difference between a tell us what a mix is, and then tell us what the difference is between a mashup and a mix.
So, right, so a remix and a mashup. So a remix is like you'll take an existing song that's pretty popular, or it could be not popular as well, and you'll kind of add your own either rhythm to it. You could add like more drums to it. You can add more instruments like piano or bass. So you're really taking an original song and you're kind of recreating it and kind of in your vision and in your creative space. And that's what you're doing. Whereas a mashup pretty much will take one existing song and another existing song and bring it together and do it. So it kind of, there's a little bit less originality with a mashup because you're taking two existing songs and putting them together. That doesn't mean that they're not difficult to produce because mashups are hard to produce as well. Whereas a remix, you take an existing song and you're adding, it, you know, like I said, drums, you can add effects, just different things to it to either make it faster so people can dance to it, or you're slowing it down, or you're just adding, you know, just a different perspective to it. And that's the primary difference in my mind.
Okay, so I'm sure that I have some mixes too because what was very popular a while ago, I don't know if it still is they would take the, music from the Great American Songbook, you know, like Frank Sinatra, Etta James, Dean Martin, stuff that was listened to many decades ago, and they put a backbeat, like a faster backbeat or something to it that just makes it completely modern and, as you said, very danceable. You don't have to do the foxtrot to it, right?
Exactly. That would be remixes, and those are really popular, especially with older singers. Like I have a really, really good one that it's an old Nina Simone song that's sped up and has a big, strong drum beat behind it, and those are popular. So it helps kind of bridge the, you know, the age gap. Like, you know, a lot of, you know, baby boomers have the songs that they love growing up, but, you know, the younger millennials and kids nowadays, they like the fast beat. But if you could bring the two together, that's how music, as we say, is a soundtrack to our lives. So you can kind of expose people to different types of music, both baby boomers and then millennials and the younger kids, and they can learn. And that's just an effective way to kind of teach them about different artists.
See, I love this, Joe. I love this.
Yeah.
I love this.
I think I'm hearing really the birth. This is not the birth. I mean, it's been around for a while, but this is, I'm hearing a new way or a new style of music. Like you said, Amani, you create mixes and then you have a new perspective on that song, or you create mashups and you have multiple memories colliding. I think a lot of people are excited about this, and obviously it's very successful. I mean, DJ Khaled, I mean, he's not, he's not in the realm of a DJ anymore. He's more in the realm of a pop star. He's doing huge concerts. I mean, huge concerts, and he's on TV. He was on My Wife and I Love the Voice, and he was one of the producing helpers on the Voice.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes.
Obviously.
Yeah. He's quite big, and what I like about DJ Khaled is that he crosses over many, many different genres, and he continues to collaborate with all sorts of different artists, and you'll hear him with Beyonce, you'll hear him with other people, Justin Bieber, and so he just does really, really well, and he just continues to do a good job of staying ahead of the curve, and so you have to respect that. He's doing well.
What gives me really a lot of excitement is the idea of taking an existing song and then adding not just drums, but perhaps piano, maybe even original piano, you know, through a program, a computer program, or original guitar or original horns or whatever, and reimagining what the song could be. I think that's fertile ground for creating some new original works of music that we haven't heard before. That's wild.
Yeah, definitely. Like, for remixes, that's probably the funnest part is to, you know, adding new drums and then adding the piano and the bass. So for me, like, I still am learning myself. I take piano lessons every week, so I'm still a student myself. And so that's one thing that, you know, my instructor and I were working on is that for you to have the skill to properly add the piano or the bass to a song, you have to have a good music ear. You have to be able to tell what key the song is in, what chords are playing, because you want it to match up well. You want it to sound harmonically correct. And so that's what's exciting is for me is that I'm starting to learn about the proper keys and how to match in the proper songs. And so that's just the next step for my growth. But definitely what you're saying is exactly right, and that's the goal. Like, I'm a saxophone player, so I love to add saxophone to any song I can. So that's just my personal goal. But piano is also great as well.
I love to hear you say that it should sound harmonically consistent and congruent. But because when Jackie and I were discussing this show originally, I told her, oh, mashups, that's when they put two songs together that should never be together. Because I've heard some really bad mashups that, you know,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe we should listen to some music.
Okay. All right. Three selections, Amani. Tell us a little bit about Girl Crush, the remix,
so,
Girl Crush.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite remixes that I've done. Girl Crush is a cat. Let me think here. It won a Grammy. So it's a Grammy-winning song by Little Big Town, and I really like it, like the words. It's a great song. And I just wanted to speed it up a little and add some drums to it and maybe a few little piano or whatever, that when if I'm out at a gig, I can play it and people, it wouldn't kind of slow the mood. It kind of continue to speed the tempo up and keep it going. But I love the song, and this, you know, I'm really proud of this remix that we did because it turned out very well, and it gets a lot of great reception when people hear it because it's a popular song. And so that's the one remix I did that we're going to hear next, I guess.
And,
all right.
And this is the key. This is a big group, Little Big Town. You heard a song that you really liked, but the tempo wasn't right for the kinds of parties that you normally do. So you decided to do a remix and add some drums and up-tempo the song, speed it up, I guess. And so has Little Big Town heard this?
I don't think they've heard it just yet. But, you know, there's always tomorrow or the next day. So they haven't heard it quite yet. But, you know, because so many people do so many remixes. But maybe one day, you know, maybe they'll hear it on this show and then they'll call me or something. But we still
there you go.
I think they're regular listeners. So I think they might hear it today. They're regular listeners. Well, from Amani Roberts to you, Little Big Town, this is for you.
I got a heart of love, slow and
All right. That is really good.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You know, but I mean, that's the thing. You have musical skills. You have musical vision. And you had something in your mind when you said, okay, I want this to have this kind of sound when it's done. And then you set about trying to achieve that. That was good. That was great.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I have to ask, Amani, do DJs, I mean, I know we know now that you play the saxophone, piano, so you're a musician, but do DJs consider themselves musicians?
Absolutely. 100% yes. We are definitely musicians.
All right. Okay. All right. Good to know.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, we have a couple of, I want to end on the Jackie B Quick Mix. What was the genesis of that, Amani?
So really, what we do is, like, for sometimes for our clients, we'll create mixes of songs that will apply to their vibe or what they want to have in, like, their event. And so I just took a couple popper songs from some requests that I usually get for, you know, weddings and music that they like that's both current and also throwbacks, and just put together, you know, a quick, you know, mix of mixing together one song to the next to a third song. And that's generally what it is, because what we do is for all of our clients, we'll always offer them the opportunity to, for a couple of things. We'll do a mix before they even agree to work with us. We'll create a mix based on the songs they want to have at their event. And then also, if a client would like us to remix or to edit or to mash up a song for their event, one of our offerings, we offer that service as well, which is another unique service that we offer. And so this just kind of shows them and gives them a little sample of what we can do, something really quick and simple. And that's kind of what we do. And so that's what I did. I think this quick mix is just a sample of what we might send to a client, a portion of what we might send to a client as a sample of a live mix we would do.
I think this is just, What an eye-opening experience the Amani experience is, because you get such service that you can actually have special mixes at your wedding or at your, that not only are, you know, special and unique and musical, but maybe you could give a CD to all the guests that had these special mixes, which they will never hear anywhere else. But at your wedding,
right.
I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we do. At one time, one of my favorites is that I had a bride who wanted to mix James Brown, Stevie Wonder, and then Fleetwood Mac all together in like a three-song kind of melody. And so we did that, and that was their first dance. It was her father-daughter dance, and they danced the three songs cut together. It was really cool. So that's just, you know, something unique to really make. It's all about experiences, the Amani experience.
Right.
So just something, whatever we can do to make the experience unique, we try to do.
That is quite a unique combination. That's quite a unique combination.
That is.
James Brown, get on it, right? And then you got Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely, you know, and Fleetwood Mac, Tusk. I don't know. I just can't. I'm having such a hard time imagining it.
That's pretty special. This mix here, Larry Graham, One in a Million. Tell us about this.
Okay, so this is, I love this mix. So I'm from the Washington, D.C. area, and a musical genre that is very specific to the D.C. area is called go-go music. The Godfather Go-Go, his name is Chuck Brown. He's a world-famous artist. He passed away a couple years ago, unfortunately. But go-go music is very close to my heart because I grew up with it. And so you take that, and then you take Larry Graham, who has this amazing, famous love song, One in a Million, and I just want to put the two together, like create like a nice go-go beat with the congos and the toms and everything, and put the song over it. And so myself and kind of my remix partner, we did this one together, and it turned out really, really strong. I'm so really proud of it. So this one, it always has a special place for me because it reminds me of D.C., where I grew up, and it kind of gives credit to, you know, the musical genre that was born there. And that kind of gives you a little bit of insight into that remix.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear Larry Graham, One in a Million, the remix.
tried to convince me to give in. Said you can't win. But one day the sun came shining through. The rain had stopped and the skies were blue.
Hearing that drum beat behind him.
Thank you.
Because it was, yeah. I mean, it's all about a musical ear, and I could tell you could. I could tell that you were specially, you were paying special attention to ensuring that the beat was right on, so it's as if he was singing over drums right next to him.
Yes, exactly. Like with the program that we use to do all this, Ableton Live, we really have to go almost beat by beat to make sure the artist's vocal lines up with the drum so it sounds smooth. So thank you for noticing.
Right.
That's a great
right.
compliment. We appreciate it.
You know, I honest to God, I can't remember that song any other way now. I know that song. I like that song, but I can't think of it any other way now. You know what
great,
I mean?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, I know that you have one more song you want to play at the end of the show, Joe, but before we get to that, I just want to mention a couple of things. So the Amani Experience offer, they work at social events, so that's your weddings, your parties, your bat mitzvahs. You do corporate events. You also teach students. You do one-on-one and group classes. You do team building via DJ lessons. And you also can be hired for original music creation for commercials and videos. So you sounds like you offer pretty much everything.
Right. We offer a nice variety of services. I really love the teaching part because, as they say, the best way to learn something is to teach someone else how to do it. So that's always good for me. But also just seeing people who, you know, like you said, have seen DJs up on stage and they want to do that. And then they understand like how hard it is. But then when I get students that really work at it and they make some breakthroughs, it just fills me up. And that's students of all ages. Like it's not just kids. It's not just 10 or 11 or 17 year olds. You know, I have students that are like, you know, mid 30s, you know, a couple of students are like 55, 60. And so, you know, students of all ages and we learn together, we teach and it's really fulfilling for me personally because I love to teach. And so that's something that's close to my heart. And then the team building, like imagine if you were working for a company and, you know, usually you go to your typical team building activities, you could have to like get through a maze together or pull out some yarn or do something. But instead of that, you have a room that's full of turntables. And first thing you have to do is like create your DJ name. So I'd say, okay, Jackie and Joe, by the end of the class, you know, I want you to have your DJ name. So you go through that and then you learn some basic like scratchy skills and you learn about how to put two songs together. And you would never forget that team building exercise. And you would be talking about it for days.
Right.
And so that's something that's newer that we're doing, but that's also exciting as well.
Right.
And then, of course,
okay.
Creating.
Jackie,
we have to come.
What's
we
your
have
DJ
to come up
name,
with our
Jackie?
DJ name. We got to come up with our DJ names now. Oh, my gosh. I got to think about this. Oh, my gosh. I have to think about this. Sobe Jack.
Awesome.
Oh, God. I don't know. Oh, we got to think about this. We got to come up with it by tomorrow, Joe.
Yes, we will. We will. And you know what, DJ Amro? I'm thinking that, you know, someone who's thinking, oh, well, I'm 55 years old. I really, you know, don't have enough income to retire comfortably. I really like to do something else. I'm able-bodied. I'm not ill. I'm not infirmed. I can do light work. I don't want to work in an office. I could do DJing for, I don't know, the Rat Pack, or I could do DJing for, you know, I'm the Michael Jackson DJ, right? I specialize in Michael Jackson music, and I do it really well, and that's what I advertise, and that's how I want to make money. This is what fascinates me, Amani, is that you can take the music that you love, and you can make a business out of it, a very lucrative business out of it, and really thrill people.
Yes, yes. Any, I can tell people, you know, anything is possible as long as you work hard. And, like, the thing that people forget is, like, if you're, like, a 55-year-old person, you know, you've been exposed to over 55 years of music that even, you know, kids nowadays, 23, 24 years old, we can learn about music that's from back in the day. But you grew up, it's in, like, the fiber of your being, your essence. And so you know it. You know what songs kind of came out with this. You know what artists were feuding together where you can play them together. So it's just different. That musical knowledge can't be – you can't replace that. And so that's the benefit you have for being a little bit older and starting. And, you know, there's just – You just learn the proper techniques, and then you have your music programming, and you let your musical knowledge speak, and you would be surprised at how successful you could be. But you do have to work hard. But if you put the work in, I mean, it's amazing what you could accomplish, even being that age starting out. That's what's very,
right.
Very fulfilling as well.
All right, I'm ready to start. What? Where do
well,
I
wait,
go?
Wait.
How do I find out?
So here, I want Amani to give us contact information first. Let's get the contact information out there. How can people contact you? Websites, phone numbers, everything. Give us everything.
Okay. So the website is AmaniExperience.com. My name is Amani, A as in Apple, M like Mary, A like Apple, N like Nancy, I like Ice, Experience, one word, .com. That's the website. The phone number is 424-244-1443. And then my email is just my first name, Amani, A, M as in Mary, A is in Nancy, I, at AmaniExperience.com. You can follow me on, like, Instagram or Twitter. It's at AHR19, which is Apple Henry Robert 19. That's Twitter and Instagram. And Facebook is the Amani Experience or DJ Amro 1. Those are my Facebook pages. And, you know, follow me, interact, ask questions. And then if you ever want to start, there's a contact me form on my website, or you can email or call me. But we do individual classes. Like, I come to your home, Joe, teach you. You can come to my studio. We can do group classes at any location around
the area. You teach in someone's home?
Yes, yes. Travel to someone's home and teach them for a fee, of course. But, you know, you can come to your home.
We should also mention that you can also find Amani on my website, southbaybyjackie.com. He is advertising with me, and if you click on the link, the ad is up. If you click on the link, it will take you right to his website, and you can check it out.
Yeah. And then if you have kids, we're doing a summer camp this summer at the Hermosa Beach School of Dance and Music, July 10th to the 14th. So for kids, DJ camp summer activity, that's pretty cool as well. And then another thing I do is I volunteer a lot. And so I volunteer with a couple organizations. One is Camp Spinoff, and we have a camp where you can go away to DJ camp. Imagine if you were growing up and had a chance to go away for 5 days and just be around DJs and learn how to DJ. I wish I would have had experience when I was younger, but I'm able to be a counselor and volunteer my time there. So that's another cool opportunity with the nonprofit I work with. So really, I mean, there's lots of opportunity to learn. It's just if you have the desire, we can make it happen.
I see here something fascinating. You have 10 crucial items for any mobile DJ. Of course, the lead item is duct tape.
Gaffer's tape.
I'm telling you, man. I did do mobile videography, videotaped weddings. We did other events, quinceañeras and so forth. And there's nothing more frightening, nothing more terrifying than being at a wedding and having an equipment failure. You can't imagine the fear.
Yeah, I think it's just actually in Scratch Academy, they have one class there. It's called troubleshooting. And that class has been the most valuable class that I ever took, because something always goes wrong. So you always need to know, what do I need to do to keep the music going so that the crowd doesn't know that we're having issues? You can keep the music going, but still fix the issue and keep it running. And that class has been immensely valuable, because that's always a challenge. And you know, I've seen that sometimes even the most famous of DJs don't know how to properly troubleshoot, so they have issues. So it hits home whether you're in front of 30,000 people or 300 people.
Right.
Wow.
Right. Well, Jackie, we have to go out on this song. We can just do it under talking. We've got a minute left.
Okay.
Hold on. And we will go with a low mix. DJ Amro, this is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ed Sheeran.
It's beautiful. And it's musical.
That's just a song there, and then I'll blend it to, I think it's a Justin Bieber song next. So, a little blend.
Musical shows we've ever done, Jackie.
I think so. I agree. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
This is a great song, but there's something about the beat that adds that happens.
It makes it fuller.
DJ Amro, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Jackie, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
This is our show. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
And even get in the taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play, and I'm singing like, girl, you.